Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. Looking forward to a lively program today, and I pray that you'll join in the dialogue and the discussion. And by the way, lest I forget it, let me remind you that you can dial 401-1413, 904-401-1413. Today, we're going to be talking about understanding the Bible, or if you please, the need to understand the Bible. But before we get into that, let me remind you that our services at First Conservative Baptist Church this Sunday will be a little bit in a deficit unless you're with us. We'd love to have you as a part of our worship service this Sunday. Special day, Father's Day. I pray that you will join us at 10:45 on Sunday morning for the worship service and 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. We have 9:30 on Sunday morning, the Bible study hour. Ladies and gentlemen, let me make an announcement to you. Bible study hour is not just for the kids. You know, there are a lot of Christian adults that look at Sunday school as being something that's demeaning or below them, or that somehow, some way, they don't need to be taught. But let me remind you, every one of us, I don't care how young or how old, if we've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, we need to understand the Bible. We need to understand what the Scripture says. We need to look at, as my bride calls it, the bigger picture of the Word of God, seeing what the Scripture says in the proper order and understanding it. You can do that in the small group sessions in our Sunday school hour, the Bible study time, so that you can come 9:30 on Sunday morning, join in the dialogue and the discussion in the small group and groups of men and women and children, and study the Scripture to understand what God is saying to us. That's First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 1 mile south of I-295, right in the heart of Mandarin. Services at 9:30 on Sunday morning for the Bible study, 10:45 a.m. and 7 p.m. This Father's Day, would you be our guest? We'd love to have you. We've met you on the air. We'd love to meet you in the worship center for a service on Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think about understanding the Bible and Bible study, let me just introduce our thought for today on the basis that I believe among Christians, most Christians, and many pastors today, there's a major need to understand the Scripture. Now, I'm not saying that in a demeaning fashion, but today there's a debate and discussion and division on some of the questions about biblical truth. For example, the rapture. Perhaps you've heard some talk about the rapture. Some challenge the word and say the rapture is not found in the Bible. Well, if it's not, why do we talk about the rapture? What is found in the Bible about the rapture? Is the rapture something that is real? Others preach that preach and teach and say that the rapture is real, and yet others say that it is not real. Some say that the rapture is not so. In fact, Jim Baker, a former guru on television of the 80s in particular, was on the PTL program. He's now in California in ministry on a television broadcast. He's promoting log cabins in the Ozarks that you can buy them. You can get great financing, I understand. Log cabins in the Ozarks so that you will have a place to survive in the tribulation. And he's speaking about Christians. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We're talking about the subject today, understanding the Bible, understanding what the Scripture says. If Jim Baker is right, And there's a need to, as I call it, get a cabin in the Ozarks and hunker down and to be able to survive through the tribulation. The rapture then means that it will not take Christians out. Christians will still be in the world. Some, including Baker, selling mega dollars worth of frozen and freeze-dried food products. The freeze-dried food products that, as they tout it on the television marketing approach with the Baker program, these freeze-dried food products will last 25 years or more. And so you can stack up your your pantry, fill up your garage, and be ready as you hunker down in the mountains in the Ozarks to go through the tribulation. What's wrong with that picture? Is it true? Is it something that every Christian should do? Is the rapture real? There's a lot of programs called Rapture Ready. What do you do to get ready for the rapture? There's a major enigma out there about the subject of the rapture. Ladies and gentlemen, we're discussing the subject of understanding the Bible. And as I said in just a moment ago, multitudes of Christians are concerned about, many pastors are concerned about, and having great division and discourse and dialogue and discussion and debate about the question of the rapture. Some challenge it and say the word's not there in the Bible. Some preach and teach, believing that the rapture is real, and yet they teach somehow, some way that the Christians will go through the tribulation. Ladies and gentlemen, what about the rapture? What about the tribulation? What will happen to the church? Will the believer be taken out of this old world in the rapture? I'm giving a lot of hypothetical questions today. I have the answers to it, but I want to challenge you to think with me for a moment as we talk about these grave questions. Some say, well, what's the difference? In fact, there are a number of Christians today that have the philosophy, I'm saved, I've got my insurance policy, I know I'm going to heaven, so therefore I don't need to go to church, I don't need to study the Word, I don't need to pray, I don't need to give my tithes and offerings, I don't need to be a member of the church, et cetera, et cetera. I just bought myself an insurance policy. Well, there's a phrase coming directly from the Scripture, check up, see if you be saved. If that is your nonchalant, lackadaisical, I could care less attitude, ladies and gentlemen, I may as well be pointed. If that's your philosophy, you need to get saved. If that's what you believe, you need to simply get saved. What will the tribulation be like? Will believers suffer through the 7 years of tribulation? How do we know the tribulation will be 7 years? Is there a biblical text that points to the fact that the tribulation will be 7 years? What about the term Daniel's 70th week or the 70th week of Daniel? What does that mean? By the way, that's found in Daniel chapter 9, verses 20 through 27. But what does it mean? What does it mean, the day of the Lord, or in that time, or in that day? How do we look at the Scripture and understand what the Scripture is saying? Do you just pick up somebody's book? Not a lot of good books, so don't get me wrong. But you could just pick up a book and say, wade through that and say, well, this person says it, that's okay, and I'll believe it. Or do you become Berean Christians and study the Scripture to see if it be so what you're being told? There's a need for Berean Christians today in our churches. That is, those that will study the Scripture, study the Word, and know for yourself, be sure of what the Word of God says. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of arriving and saying, well, I've studied the Scripture and I know what it says. I've said many, many times I can study the Scripture 200 lifetimes, if that were possible. Not 200 years, even if that were possible. But 200 lifetimes, and never scratch the surface on the breadth and the depth of what the Scripture has for us, of what God has for us. You see, the Word of God, as we study the Word of God, we're getting closer to God. We're understanding who God is and understanding His plan for our lives a little more intimately and a little more accurately. And so, therefore, it's a need for us to study the Word of God. It's a need for us to know what the Scripture says. What will the tribulation be like? Who is the Antichrist? How will the Antichrist step on the scenes? Will he really be a global leader? What's he like? In fact, the Great Tribulation is, as properly interpreted by the pre-tribulationist, and that's who we are, pre-trib, as a time, it's a time of preparation for Israel's restoration. And I can go through scripture after scripture after scripture in Deuteronomy and Jeremiah and show you that's what it's about. The tribulation purpose is not to prepare the church for glory. None of the Old Testament passages on the tribulation mention the church. None of the New Testament passages on the tribulation mention the church. Why is that so? Because, very succinctly put, the church will have already been raptured out. Now, if you're in a dialogue and a discussion with someone and they say, I don't believe that, ladies and gentlemen, where would you go in your scripture to validate it? We need to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. The scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And then the 15th verse of that chapter, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the subject, understanding the Bible. Perhaps you're listening and you say, I really need that. I really need to know the Bible better. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I have not met a Christian that's an avid Christian, that's a committed Christian, that does not readily admit, I need to know more about the Word of God. If you think that you've arrived and you don't need to study the Word anymore and you don't need to know the Word of God any better, then you need to check up about your faith in Jesus Christ. Because as Christians, we ought to always be learning, always be striving to know the subject better. If you're a jet airplane pilot, there's a need to go back for retraining all the time. There's a need to go back and to be reevaluated on your qualifications of carrying out the task. If you're an attorney, you need to go back for re-education every 2 to 3 to 4 years as you're renewing your certificate. The same is true in just about every area of profession. But somehow, some way, in the Christian community, there's a mindset that I know John 3:16 and a couple of other verses, therefore I'm okay. I've got a real thick Bible, and I'm satisfied. Just put that under my arms and go to Sunday school and church every Sunday and sit there and not study the Word and not go back home and open the Bible and study the Word. The question then that we need to ask, we're talking about the rapture, we're talking about the tribulation. Then there's the question about the thousand-year reign of Christ. It's called the millennial reign. What is this? When will it take place? How do we know when it will take place? There's some that advocate today, say the millennial reign is taking place right now in heaven. Is that so? Is this a future event, or is this something that's taking place now, or is it something that we need to be interested in, concerned about? What about the Battle of Armageddon? When will it take place? Who will be involved? What nations will be involved? Where will the Battle of Armageddon take place? What is the Battle of Armageddon for? Is this a real battle? How do we know? Where is it found in the scripture? There's the pre-tribulationist view. There's the post-tribulationist view. There's the amillennial view, all meaning no millennial, amillennial. So what do these terms mean? How do we distinguish them from what would be called liberal theology today? Will the Christian be in the Battle of Armageddon? I'm amazed that the number of Christians that advocate getting prepared for the tribulation and going through the battle, surviving as Christians, the survivalist mentality. Some other questions we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, understanding the Bible. You can call 401-1413. Perhaps you've got a Bible question, a theological, doctrinal question. Perhaps you have a denominational question relating to the scripture that you're wondering how this fits into your theological persuasion. You can call 401-1413, get you straight through to the studio and right to the microphone so that we can have dialogue and discussion on this subject. Will the Christian be in the Battle of Armageddon? Will Russia really invade Israel? When will it happen? Is heaven a real place? Is hell a real place? Where do you find the doctrine of heaven or the doctrine of hell in the scripture? In fact, I'm looking forward to the next 60 days. My newest book will be Please Don't Go to Hell. The title of the book, subtitle is The Biblical Doctrine of Hell. I'm looking forward to that hitting the bookstore shelves, that you'll be able to enjoy a copy of it, because it'll be succinctly covering all of the scripture in relationship to the reality of hell and that place called hell. There's some that say that hell does not exist. The Pope recently said that about 6 or 8 weeks ago, that hell doesn't really exist. And yet he says that if you join in his tweets, you can get fast-tracked out of purgatory. Ladies and gentlemen, is that real? Is he speaking the truth, or is it an absolute theological, biblical deception? How do we know? We need to study the Word. We're talking about today understanding the Bible, or the need to know the Word of God. So why are these issues and these doctrines so confusing? Very simply put, because most believers are not in their Bible, do not know their Bible, do not understand what the Word of God says. It is a closed book for so many people today. I'm shocked, saddened, and dismayed by that, ladies and gentlemen. So why are these issues so important? Why are these doctrines necessary? Because so many pulpits today are just not presenting the full facts of the Scripture. So many pulpits today have devolved to the position of simply wanting to appease the hearer, to please the ears, to tickle the ears. It's what I call giving cotton candy theology. It's what I call voodoo theology today, pulling something out of the air and making a theological doctrine out of it without having the fundamental foundational roots in the Scripture. May I remind us, most are preaching pablum, not the meat of the Word. This is why I want you to understand the ministry of Conservative Theological University. Conservative Theological University has had the privilege now for some 35 years, since 1982, to be in the seat of training pastors, associate pastors, Christian leaders, Christian educators, missionaries, evangelists, and multitudes of Christian lay people around the world, Christian ministry workers. So if you're listening today, ladies and gentlemen, if you've not heard anything else I've said, if you're not remembering what I've said before, listen very carefully at what we're doing at Conservative Theological University. We're delighted to be able to talk with you today about the programs, degree programs of study at Conservative Theological University. CTU, since 1982, has had the privilege of impacting lives for eternity. Degree programs start with the Associates of Arts. If you have a high school diploma, you can enter into the Associates of Arts degree program. It's no different than any other college, any other university, any other seminary on the in the United States of America. You've got to have your academic foundation, that is either a high school diploma or its equivalency, that you can go into a college undergraduate degree program. An undergraduate degree program starts with the Associates. The Associate of Arts degree is a 62-credit-hour program. We'll talk about that more in a moment. And then when you finish that, you can go right into a Bachelor of Arts program. And then it comes your Master of Arts, your Master of Divinity. And we have 4 doctoral-level programs. It is a journey through the academic process. It's not a short circuit. It's not a Sunday school class. It is simply academic training from the Scripture found in Conservative Theological University. We have also a brand new program that I want to introduce to you today. It's the Professional Master's Degree. Professional Master's Degree. The qualifications on this, when I say Professional Master's Degree, keep in mind it's not a master's where you can then build a doctoral program over that. It is a Professional Master's Degree, and it's designed for those that's been in ministry for a minimum of 5 years. You pass the standard Bible content test. You have a letter of recommendation from your church, and you have a high school diploma or its equivalency, and you can do a 36-credit-hour program. 36-credit-hour program. It's designed to be done in approximately a year's time. Some might take longer. You can do it in classroom, online, or a personalized distant educational protocol where you can do the studies right in your own home. So it's designed so that you can study right where you are. But if you're in the Jacksonville area, you can come to the campus and be involved in the classroom projects and programs so that you can study right here in Jacksonville, Florida. But if you are out of state, out of town, and you're listening or you hear about the program, you can enroll and do any of your courses online, or you can do any of your courses in classroom or in your personalized distant educational protocol that allows you to study right where you are. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have you tuned in today. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're talking about Christian education, the need for understanding the Bible. It's urgently important, ladies and gentlemen. It is urgent today for pastors and Christian leaders to know the Word of God. May I just give you a personal illustration? Back many years ago, in fact, more years than I like to count, had the privilege of being with Dr. Herbert Lockyer. Dr. Lockyer is the author of the 17-volume series called the All Series. Dr. Lockyer was a British theologian, snow white hair, head full of hair, face full of hair, jet black eyebrows and black horn-rimmed glasses, deep gravel pit voice. And Dr. Lockyer would come into our city each year and would give the summer lecture series in the seminary. Had the opportunity on one occasion of driving Dr. Lockyer back to his home where he was staying while he was here from England. And driving, I asked the question, looked over at Dr. Lockyer, about 6 foot six tall. And if you've seen me, I'm a short person in comparison. And so the bench seat in the little Buick Special that I was driving at the time, his knees were pretty high, but I had the seat pulled up in order for my feet to hit the pedals. You understand that if you're short. But looked over and Dr. Lockyer had his old, well-worn, tattered and torn, well-read, well-used Bible in his right hand on his right knee. And I glanced over as I was driving and I said, Dr. Lockyer, for a person that's about half your age, would you mind sharing with me words of advice that you would like to give? And he, at first, I thought he did not hear me. He picked his Bible up off his knee with his right hand, transferred it to his left hand, which was adjacent to me on my right. And he raised the Bible just slightly, and with his aging hands, his Bible slightly shaking. And he said, "No, this book." Shook the Bible a little more, and he says, "No, this book." Third time, he says, "No, this book." Transferred the Bible back to his right hand, placed it on his knee, and there was silence. "No, this book." So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the best advice I can give you today, if you're a Christian, is to know the Word of God. Understand the Scripture. Understand the Bible. Now, this summer, during each summer, Conservative Theological University provides the summer seminar series. This summer, we've got three high-profile, well-prepared seminars. Each one is interlocking to the other. So that if you take all three of these seminars, you have a good overview of the Word of God, Old Testament or New Testament, from Genesis to Revelation. In June, this month, June, the 22nd and 23rd, that's next Friday and Saturday, today, 1 week, 6:30 Friday afternoon till 9:30. Next Saturday, the 21st, 23rd, I mean, that will be 9 o'clock till approximately 4 o'clock. There'll be 1 hour break for lunch. The Panorama of Prophecy. Panorama of Prophecy. Now, the Panorama of Prophecy, ladies and gentlemen, seminar. Well, let me go through all three. Panorama of Prophecy, then the Journey Through the Ages, July the 20th and 21st, and then August the 17th and 18th, Walk Through the Bible. Panorama of Prophecy deals with all of the biblical prophetic text in relationship to from the rapture of the church to the return, the rule and reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will be an in-depth overview of the events in the biblical text relating to the rapture, the 7 years of ruin, called the tribulation, the return, and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a must for every Bible student. It's a must for every Christian. It is a must for knowing that we know the future events. When will the rapture take place? Is there a time, a date? Are there other prophetic scriptures, other things that's going to take place before the rapture takes? The rapture could happen before I finish this sermon, this series. The rapture could take place before I finish this sentence or this statement. So I want you to be involved in this summer series of seminars. You do not have to be an enrolled student in the university to be enrolled. You, our listening public, you, our listening audience, you can enroll in all three of the special summer seminar series. The Panorama of Prophecy, the Journey Through the Ages, the walk through the Bible. Journey Through the Ages is looking at God's kingdom. It's the big picture. It's the overview of the biblical history, including characters and events from the creation through the end of time. It's Genesis through Revelation, blended with American history and the presidents and the wars and the discoveries and the empires and much, much more. It lets you look at a chronological handle on the totality of Scripture and what God is doing. Don't miss it. And then in the August seminar, Walk Through the Bible, it's seeing Jesus Christ in all the Scriptures. It's the divine plan of redemption as is unfolded in the inspired Scriptures. The key to understanding the Bible is found in the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. So these three seminars, Panorama of Prophecy, Journey Through the Ages, and Walk Through the Bible, you can participate. This is open to the general public, yet not just, you don't have to just be an enrolled student in the college and the university as an academic student. These seminar costs are $99. There are a lot of institutions, colleges, and universities, and seminaries that's providing seminars, and their seminars are generally just 2 or 3 hours or a half a day, and they're generally anywhere from $199 to $499. We've made this so that it's at the bottom shelf so that everybody can afford it, $99. That's the cost for the seminar, the book, the syllabi, the lecture, and a light lunch on Saturday. So it's designed so that you can participate. But I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, if you are interested in the seminars, you want to enroll and to be here, you can call 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 1-800-GO-BIBLE, or you can call the local number, 904-262-8275, 904-262-8275, and leave your name, address, email address, telephone number, and just simply say, I want to be in the seminar, and name the seminar. Someone will call you back and get your registration information by telephone. You can pay at the door when you arrive or while you're on the telephone. If you're using a charge card, you can pay it while you're on the phone, making your enrollment registration, filling out the documents by telephone. So let me encourage you to do that. Or you can go online at info@conservative.edu. info@conservative.edu. But ladies and gentlemen, there's something else that I want to talk with you about today. A very special announcement, scholarship and grants available, scholarships and grants available. If you want to enroll, if you're a pastor, associate pastor, lay leader, Sunday school teacher, missionary, going to the mission field, in evangelism, church planting, whatever it may be, if it's involved in Christian ministry, we have 100% scholarships available, 100% scholarships available for the entire Associates of Arts degree program. If you're a brand new student just enrolling starting in the fall semester, that's starting in September, 100%. And you might think, well, how much is that 100%? The 100% scholarship is for $9,300. $9,300. It's a full 100% scholarship grant. It is for new students only. And the only thing that you pay as a new student for your associate's degree is for your textbooks, the administration fees, the ad fees, the drop fees, your graduation fees, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And even with those fees, we take the total. They can be divided on a monthly payment plan. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's not an excuse in the world for you not to get the theological, educational, biblical training that God would have you to have. As a Sunday school teacher, as a deacon, as a lay leader, as a pastor, a bivocational pastor, perhaps you have been pastoring for many, many years. You've got credits in some places with some schools. Those can be accumulated and transferred in and go toward your total degree program. But foremost, I want you to understand today, ladies and gentlemen, you can enroll by telephone or by email for your summer seminar series for this summer, the one coming up next Friday and Saturday, Panorama of Prophecy. I'll personally be teaching that course, and I want you to understand I have looked forward to this seminar for the past 3 or 4 months since we scheduled this on the calendar. I'm looking forward to you being in the classroom with me on this seminar. I want you to get the joy out of studying the Word that I have as I study the Word. I want you to get I want your eyes to be open to understanding of what God is saying, why He's saying it, that you can rightly divide the Word of truth, and that you can present the truth without error and without fear of contradiction, because what you have and what you know will be from the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in the fall semester, listen again, as we close this broadcast today, you can get, for a limited time only and a limited number of students, a 100% $9,300 scholarship grant for that entire Associate of Arts program. No excuse. No excuse not to enroll. You can call 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 262-8275, or go online at info@conservative.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to joining you on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.